This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 97, Teaching Tuesday, four phrases in English to talk about your personal brand. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation with your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Gabby Wallace, the language angel, from Boston, USA. In today's episode, you're going to get four super cool ways to talk about yourself as a personal brand in English.
Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning, Gabby. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Feeling good today. Yeah.
Great.
All right. So today we're going to talk about Peter's episode. Yesterday we talked about personal branding and we learned a lot of good stuff. Did you learn some good things?
I did. It's very eye-opening to think about yourself, your person as a brand.
Right. But as Peter said, that's what we have to do now. So we want to help you guys start to do that and learn how to actually talk about that in English.
Yeah. So we're going to look at four words or phrases that were used during Monday's episode and talk about how you can use them to talk about your personal brand. So let's get started.
All right, let's go. So the first one was uniqueness.
Uniqueness is a noun form of unique, adjective, to talk about what's special.
Right? Yeah, what's different about you? What's special? Right. What's unique? What's not like anyone else?
Yeah. Yeah.
So what is your uniqueness?
Yeah. So when you talk about your personal brand, you want to talk about what stands out, what is unique. And that has to do with the next verb, the next vocabulary word, a verb to differentiate. So when you talk about how you're unique, you differentiate yourself from others.
Yeah. So if everyone else in your field has a background in writing and you have a background in art, for example, you would want to highlight that. So that's a way to differentiate yourself.
Yeah. To differentiate means to show what's different.
Yeah, definitely. Nice.
Cool. And what's the next phrase?
The next one is to point someone towards something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we can use this in a lot of different ways. To point someone towards, you're indicating, you're showing them the way. You're
moving them in that direction.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
You can use this in another way, like my writing skills point towards a career in writing, or you could use it to talk about your skills.
Right. Or if you have your own small business, then your website could point your readers towards something that you want to feature, something that you want to highlight about yourself.
Cool. And the last phrase we want to share with you is to dig into.
Ooh. Does this mean I pick up a shovel and I dig?
Kind of. That's the idea.
Oh.
To delve into is another way to say this.
Get into, right? Be filled in there.
To get into. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. To look into.
To examine.
Oh, I like that. Mm. Yeah. So to go a little deeper than a surface view. So if you are examining your personal brand, you need to dig into your personality traits, your skills, and the way that other people see you.
Definitely. Great example. And how did we use this in the interview yesterday, Gabby?
Oh, to introduce Peter's three tips for you, we said, okay, let's get started. Let's dig into your three tips.
Exactly. We didn't want to waste any time, so we went straight to the point.
Yeah.
Dig into it.
Great. So we hope that you find these four vocabulary words or phrases helpful. Let's just take a minute to repeat them. So go ahead and repeat right after us. I'll say the first word, uniqueness.
And the next one is to differentiate.
To point someone towards.
And the last one is to dig into.
Awesome.
Nice.
Great job. Thanks for listening. We made a special quiz for you for today's episode to test your understanding. You can find it on our website, allearsenglish.com, on today's episode. See you there.
If you want to put your ears into English,
more often. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks so much for listening, and see you next time.